the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Brian Carroll wrote a piece for the Irish Times today about more money being required for the Ryder Cup in Limerick in 2027. He joins us now. Brian, I see Minister Patrick O'Donovan is saying that no request for additional money has been received. But that's not what you wrote, is it? You said that the request will be coming in by the end of the year. For how much and why?
Well, my information is that the request will be made before December, and that comes from the department itself. The taxpayer has already provided 58 million in support to allow JP McManus host the Ryder Cup in Adair in 2027. And my information is that the operational budget part of that 58 million has been, there have been significant cost overruns there, and that in actual fact they're going to need another 30 million in order to meet the increased costs.
But how could the costs have gone up so much? Because that 58 million was broken down between a licence fee paid for the hosting of the Ryder Cup, paid for by the state, not by JP McManus, various money to go to things like the Irish Open and other events to help make sure that they would be held in Ireland, and marketing of the Ryder Cup. It was about 14.5 million that was due to go to so-called operating costs. How can we be going from 14 million up to an additional 30 million on top of that?
Well, the line that the department spokesman gave me was that there had been significantly higher inflation since 2019 when this deal was originally agreed, and that there also had been supply chain issues post-COVID. When I spoke to people maybe closer to it on the ground, and they gave the reason for the increased cost, they attributed to increased costs for security, transport and local authority costs. And what those costs actually break down to is things like providing park and ride facilities in adjoining villages, such as Patrick's Well. So the costs that the Limerick Council has faced have dramatically increased when they go to try and buy these properties. And I was given the example of one plot of land in Patrick's Well, where the council are close to agreeing a £4 million fee to buy that property just to use it as a park and ride facility, and also to place modular homes on that site for workers at the Ryder Cup. So all of these increased costs, I'm told, come to in the region of 30 million, and that has been communicated to the government steering group under Martin Fraser and to the project director in the department itself. So the figure shouldn't come as any surprise to the department. And maybe the minister is deflecting because the optics, I suppose, of the government providing so much taxpayer support to a billionaire businessman to host the Ryder Cup in his own manner are probably difficult enough and controversial to get across. But I think what the article shows is that the upside is still very positive for the Irish Exchequer, and they estimate that they will still make 160 million profit on the Ryder Cup for the Exchequer, and that they expect the profits to rise from that figure just as the costs have risen.
So it's been treated as an investment, or could it be that they're so far down the road towards the staging of the event that there is actually just no choice but to stump up the extra money to meet the demands of suppliers?
No, I actually think there's a proven track record of this generating significant profits for the host country. So if you look at, say, the last two Ryder Cups in Europe were in France and Italy, and they averaged 250 million profit. The Ryder Cup in Adair is estimating that they'll have 300,000 spectators, including 60,000 foreign visitors. So the department themselves now say that their 160 million profit projection is conservative, and they expect it to be significantly higher. And the history of the tournament would show that they're probably correct in that.
Okay, so the money, is this not going to be though part of the budget process in October, looking for the money rather than waiting towards the end of the year for the money?
Well, I was told December, but I from what I understand, you know, the cost overruns and the need for an extra 30 million has already been communicated both to Martin Fraser, who's the head of the government steering group, and to Tom Enright, who's the project director within the department. So obviously that will come to Tom Enright initially to make a decision and to consult with the minister, and presumably he'll have to go to Cabinet to get this extra funding because it is public money after all.
Will there be any contribution asked from JP McManus, given that the hosting of the event at Adair Manor means that the value of that property has gone up significantly, and the amount of money that he can charge to people to stay in the hotel and play golf at the resort has gone up in the same way?
Well, my understanding is that JP McManus has already committed 30 million of his own money in order to get the right to host the event. And when Ryder Cup Europe initially approached the government in 2018, they made it plain that they were not proposing to have a bidding war about who would host the event. It would be held in Adair Manor. The only question was how much the government was prepared to support it. So JP has put in 30 million of his own money into this. And my understanding is that, you know, all of that money has gone into the course in terms of, I'm told that they've spent about 2 million per hole reseeding the greens. And only last month they set fire to the fairways in Adair Manor and reseeded all of those fairways with the type of grass which is typically seen on the greens in US PGA courses. So no expense has been spared in bringing the course up to the standard required for Ryder Cup. And there will be obviously legacy benefits for JP. I mean, he can already charge between 1,000 and 7,000 a night for to stay in Adair Manor. But I think there will also be legacy benefits for the country as a whole, because, you know, the audience for the Ryder Cup, it's like 375 million, goes on 50 different TV channels. So the potential to showcase Ireland as a tourism and golf tourism destination is massive.
Thank you very much, Brian Carroll.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.